奉主是圣名，我们一起来学习这个四个圣经，四卷圣经。
In the name of Lord Jesus, we shall study four books of the Bible.
那这四卷圣经，我们有八个小时，所以每个小时，两个小时看一卷这样。
We only have 8 hours for the four books, so we will spend 2 hours on each book.
所以我想你们都看过了哈。
I believe you have read them already.
因为对圣公的人在这边跟你们一起学习，也是很紧张哈，也会了，是不是？因为你们都是圣公灵员嘛，我知道不一定比你多啊。
I'm quite nervous conducting sacred worker seminars because I'm also a sacred worker like you, so I may not know any more than you do.
那又不得不来。
But I have no choice but to come.
这事实啊，我是讲真的。我不知道怎么样，我当传道越当越胆子越小。
I don't know why, but the longer I become a minister, the more afraid I become.
不知道怎么办呢？我需要辅导辅导。
So I need some counseling.
还没当的时候，好像信心充足，比较不怕，越当心越小。
Before I was a minister, I was quite confident, but now I'm so afraid.
有些事情很无奈哈。
There's some things that are so frustrating.
那好，那。废话少说了，那既然派我呢，我就我们一起来看吧。
But since I'm assigned, let us study the books together.
那以斯拉记、尼希米记、哈该书、撒加利亚书。
We'll study Ezra, Nehemiah, Haggai, and Zechariah.
这四卷圣经，我想你们都听过了，一定多少都听过。
I believe you have studied or heard about these books.
那以斯拉记、尼希米记在很多圣公联讲习会都讲过，我想。
And Ezra and Nehemiah have been studied many times in the Sacred Worker Seminar.
我接到这个工作之后呢，就是要来这边跟他一起学习，所以我在想破头，不知道怎么办。
When I was assigned this lesson topic, I didn't know what to say.
就是说怎么来上哈这八堂课。
I was wondering how I should talk about these.
如果要一章一章来讲的话，我看这个就是28个小时可能不够啊，不要8小时。
If we were to talk about it one chapter at a time, it would take at least 28 hours.
那现在我想哈，那个先分给你们这个。
So please look at the chart I'm handing out.
我想以时间来看这四卷圣经。
So I'd like to study these four scriptures in chronological order.
那我就想说，你们这四卷圣经自己看过一遍了哈，至少。
And since you have already read the four books once.
啊，你们当中有很多人在教会里面讲到，我看你是讲了很多次了。
And many of you deliver sermons in your church, so you have already talked about these many times.
对不对？像你啊，朱老师啊，或是杨弟兄啊，你都讲过嘛哈。那我们的题目是什么呢
？What is the topic？
你看我们那个课程表哈，我后来就得到一个灵感，想说用课程表这个题目来讲吧。
So I will go by the schedule.
啊 ，rebuild the holy city.
The theme will be Rebuild the Holy City.
他给我是说重建圣城。
Rebuilding the Holy City.
然后重建圣城呢，以这四卷书来看。
We will study Rebuilding the Holy City with, in respect of these four books.
那这样子一来的话，就不是解经哈。如果解经，这四卷圣经说实在的，80个小时来也差不多够用。不要说八小时，也差不多用80个小时慢慢来看的话。
If we were to go through the depth of the each chapter, it would take 80 hours to study all of them.
好，那现在我们用重建圣城这个题目来看。
But instead, we will just look at the topic rebuilding the holy city.
那重建圣城呢，我们就要从这个圣城来看，来着手。
So we will start with the term holy city.
圣城是指的什么？
What is the holy city?
在这之前呢，你们有讲义哈，你们讲义回去拜托自己看。你看完讲义，然后我现在讲的跟讲义， 就是从讲义里面总和讲这样子。
Please read the lecture materials on your own. I will just summarize them.
那讲义不是我写的，对不起。
Sorry, I didn't write the teaching material.
那有关这个这些书卷的这个解释啊、释义啊，我们教会陈圣权传道出的那个《以斯拉尼西米》，他写的蛮详细的。
There's a pastor in Taiwan who has already written about the Ezra and Nehemiah in great depth.
那个哈该书跟撒迦利亚书，看那个朱荣道长老的十二小先师注释就可以了。
And there's also a commentary on the Minor Prophets, so you can read that for Haggai and Zechariah.
好，所以大体是这样子。好，那我们就来看圣城。
So we shall look at the holy city.
大家来想想这个题目哈。
Let's think about it.
重建圣城。
Rebuilding the holy city.
圣城所代表是什么？
What does the Holy Spirit, Holy City represent?
为什么会称为圣城？
Why is it called the Holy City?
当然里面最重要的是有圣殿。
Of course, the most important within is the Holy Temple.
那圣城跟城里面，城跟殿到最后合为一啊？
Eventually, the temple and the city are one.
从创世纪一到启示录最后呢，就是一个主，有很多主题啊，其中之一就是神的国。
Among the many themes from Genesis to Revelation is the theme of God's kingdom.
从神造人，一直到伊甸园，一直到最后，从那个耶稣再来。
From the creation to the Garden of Eden, all the way to the second coming of Christ.
到最后呢，那个启示录到最后二十一章呢，这个城里面就没有殿了，殿跟城是合在一起的。
In Revelation chapter 21, we see that there's no temple in the city because the temple has become one with the city.
那物质的城跟殿在灵化在转接呢，就是我们看的，就是这一段我们要所要学习的这一段，就是以斯拉记、尼希米记这一段的历史。
The Ezra and Nehemiah tell us about the physical temple.
这是一个从真正的物质的转成灵的这个一个转变的过程。
They tell us the transition from the physical, the material temple to the spiritual temple.
那在实质的历史上面呢，就是以斯拉记的前半段，他们出来回来重建圣殿。
In the first part of Ezra, we read how they return home to rebuild the temple.
那在他们这个这当中，他们重建圣殿工作受到阻碍之后
，After the work was stopped，
就有哈该跟撒迦利亚出来
，Haggai and Zechariah rose up。
那哈该书跟撒迦利亚书是也应该在，如果我们看的话，在以斯拉记的版图当中，我们就应该插入进去来看。
Chronologically speaking, Haggai and Zechariah should comeSomewhere in the middle of Ezra.
So, 以斯拉记，你从第一章看到第四章，那第五章的时候，一开始你就要看哈该书跟撒迦利亚书。
So you should read Ezra chapters 1-4, and then read Haggai and Zechariah, and then back to chapter 5 of Ezra.
那看完哈该书、撒迦利亚书之后，再继续看以斯拉记的第五章第六节以下。
After you finish reading Haggai and Zechariah, you can start with chapter 5, verse 6 of Ezra.
那在撒迦利亚书，我们看到里面的圣殿已经，或是里面的预言已经不再是很指着旧约当时的事情。
We can see that in Zechariah, the words about the temple do not necessarily refer to the things of the Old Testament.
那撒迦利亚书到最后我们所看到的就是新约讲到主耶稣讲到我们了。
And in the end of Zechariah, we read of the Lord Jesus Christ, the New Testament, or us.
那在建造圣殿圣城，最主要是谁来建造呢？
Who were the main people involved in the building of the holy city or the holy temple?
就是那些被掳归回剩下的人。
Those remnants who returned to the land of Palestine.
那个圣名哈，明天因为可能时间关系，那个是不是我们分一些工作大家来做哈？从前面开始，还是从后面开始？从前面，那杨弟兄，你去查查那个圣名有没有 remnant 这个字。
Well, ask each student to work on different assignments.
你就查 concordance 里面就有了。那你把它整理一下，看圣名是指的什么意思
？Well, first look at the word remnant, from the concordance.
那我们来看，先是引路嘛，哈，先撒迦利亚书九章。
Let's read Zechariah chapter 9.
第七节。
Verse 7.
撒迦利亚书九章七节。
Zechariah chapter 9 verse 7。
说我必除去他口中带血之肉和牙齿内可憎之物，他必作为剩余之作为余剩的人，然后归于我们的神，必在犹大。像族长以哥伦人，例如那个耶布斯人，只有提到剩下的人，就是圣民哈。
He talks about those who are left, which are the remnants.
Remnant, 就是剩下的人哈。那这些剩下的人就不是以色列人了。
And these remnants are not the Israelites.
这是。在撒迦利亚书里面有四有八四二八四二你记这个三个数字
Just try to remember these four numbers 8, 4, and 2 when you read Zechariah
二四八就是就倍数嘛那是倒过来八四二
There are multiples of 2 just reverse the order 8, 4, and 2
所以你们看过就晓得说八就是他看到了八个意象
Eight are the eight visions Zechariah saw.
四就四个信息。
Four were the four messages.
两个末世。
Two refer to the two 末世。
第九章第一节。
The oracle.
Oracle 就是神给他的末世啊。
The two oracles from God.
那在这个末世里面所提到的，已经是我们现代的事情了。
The oracles refer to the to our time.
所以这是一个转变
That's a transition here
从物质的殿变成真的是属灵的殿
The transition goes from a physical temple to a spiritual temple
那这些圣民在这里撒迦利亚书里面所指责的就是那些当时的外邦人
The remnants refer to the Gentiles of that time
好那这些剩余的人要归于我们的神
The remnants will come to and belong to our God.
那我们看《使徒行传》第十五章。
Please turn to Acts chapter 15.
《使徒行传》十五章。
Acts chapter 15.
十七节。
Verse 17.
十六节、十七节、十八节，这边也有提到圣民了哈，剩下的人。
Verses 17 and 18 talk about the remnant.
十七节。
Verse 17.
叫余剩的，就是同样的一个字哈。所以圣名是从旧一直到新约，那一个转折点就是在撒迦利亚书。
Remnants are found throughout the scriptures, but the turning point is found in Zechariah.
但是真正历史上的圣名呢，是以色列人呐、啊，他们就是没有死。台湾话说“死不了”哈，就是还没有。就是被抓没有剩下没有死光的那些人
The historical remnants refer to the Israelites who were spared
但是到使徒行传这边就提到了叫剩余的人就是还称为我名下的外邦人都寻求主
17 that the remnant of man may seek the Lord and all the Gentiles who bear my name
所以这是一个我们查考这段时期刚好是新旧一个转捩点
SoWe will see that there is a transition between the Old and the New Testament.
所以在撒迦利亚书里面看到很多那个就是对后来的预言。
Zechariah contains many prophecies concerning latter times.
这个就是在建殿的时候所发生的事情。
And all these occur during the time of rebuilding the temple.
好，所以我们来查考这段圣经，不但是在当时历史上他们建殿的时候。 的历史的事实。
When we study these books, we're not just looking at the history of their rebuilding.
从他们在建殿的时候所遇到的困难啊，或是他们怎么样克服啊，这些都可以当我们做圣工的参考。
But how they overcame the difficulties they faced can become a lessons or references for us as sacred workers.
不但这样子，并且也可以看出神在历史上面的伟大的工作。
We can also see God's mighty work in history.
所以，好，那我们现在先分一件一件来看。
Now we'll look at them one book at a time.
那现在看以斯拉记。
Please turn to Ezra.
一卷圣经，如果你看最第一眼呢，要看出来就是它把它分，就是它的结构怎么样。
The first thing you need to look for in a book is its structure.
所以你看每一本书啊，或是每一个注解，它已经第一个有写大纲哈。
So for every commentary, it will start with an outline of the book.
那我们看人家书最不注意就是人家的大纲。
But usually we just skip the outline.
对不对？大部分你看一个你看讲义啊，或是别人写什么，你已经大纲说本文大纲已经跳过去，好无聊哈。
Usually you think the outline is so boring, so you just skip it.
你一定从里面先哈，他注解第一章第一节先看，是不是
？You would normally start with the commentary.
其实错了。
But that is the wrong way to do it.
你看一本书，应该当然如果用来看，先看结论哈，先看后面。
But for me, I would look at the conclusion first.
当然题目要先看哈，看写什么题目，那答案是什么。如果没有时间的话，看这样子就够了。
If you don't have time, just look at the topic of the book and just read the conclusion.
就前面看，后面看，一本书就看了。
Then that you finish the book.
但是如果你要真正的知道这个里面的话，要看它的大纲。
But if you want to know the content, you need to look at the outline first.
你们写论文就知道那个前面的前言哈是最后写的，是不是？前言是最后写，你不是结论最后写啊。整个你的论文写完了再写前言了、啊、是不是这样子
when you write an essay you have to finish the whole essay before you write the introduction
yeah, introduction 是最难写的
the introduction is the hardest to write
不要以为说 introduction 是还没、哦、这本书要写就开始写 introduction 这样不对的
if you start writing the introduction at the beginning then that is not the right way
所以大纲是人家已经看好几遍了分析了好多次了那个是最重要的是大纲
So the outline is done after much study and analysis.
好，那你们看过以斯拉记了哈
？You have read Ezra already.
那你把它分一下大纲吧。
Can you make an outline?
当然，分大纲有一些技术技巧了哈。
There are certain techniques or things we need to know for outlines.
因为你把大纲分出来，你这一卷在写什么，你都知道了。
If you are able to write an outline, you know the book already.
从哪边开始？那第二个吧，好不好？你可以参考别人，看人家怎么做。
You can see how other people do it.
你分的时候，你也要想的说，为什么你要这样分？
And when you make a chapter, make divisions in the outline, you need to know why you separate the sections.
你看以斯拉记第一章第一节。
Ezra chapter 1 verse 1.
以斯拉记第一章第一节，你再看隔壁的，如果你看中文的了哈，右边不是历代志下吗？历代志下第三最后36章第22节，是不是一样的？
Isn't this verse exactly the same as 2 Chronicles 36 verse 22?
是不是抄过来的啦
copied over
是啊你念念看对不对是不是只是抄到最后再变化一下你抄人家的也要变化一下无论是你抄的或是被抄的到最后你要引到自己的文章来要变化一下是不是
So even if you copy from another book, you need to expand on your own.
So 以斯拉记的开始是历代志下的结尾。 接下来的历史。
The beginning of Ezra is the end of Second Chronicles.
好了，这知道了哈。那在这个二十二节之前，历代之下的二十二节就是看二十一节。
Second Chronicles 36 verse 21.
二十一节，这是一个时间的一个过程的交代。
This is the conclusion about the time.
在这之前呢，他们被掳到那个巴比伦去。
Before this, they have been captured to Babylon.
那这个多久呢？
And how long did it last?
二十一节就说这是应验那个尼希米所说的，要地要享受安息。
21, the Sabbath, the land will enjoy its Sabbath rest.
这有一个题目就说地享受安息。
This could be a title, land enjoying its Sabbath rest.
因为当时他们不守安息嘛。
Because they did not receive the Sabbath.
所以神就让,
they did not obey the Sabbath.
让他们休息一下。
So God gave them another rest.
有人这样算过了哈。
Some people calculated
他们到进到迦南地去之后,
that after they entered the land of Canaan,
一直到被掳,
until their captivity,
他们都没有守安息日,
they never kept the Sabbath.
那就算起来看有多少天, 最后算算就是七十年。你算算, 我是没算过了。但是我意思说有时候像这样算的话有时候会太牵强了哈，就说你这么多久没有守安息日，这一日一神算起来到最后算算就七十年，所以到最后就让你们掳到外面七十年，让你们休息一下。
These people total all the Sabbath that they skipped and it came out to be 70 years. I've never done it myself, but that's what they say, andthey say that God therefore gave them 70 years of rest.
那有人就讲，你不守安息日，到最后神就让你生一场大病，看你几次没来聚会，就生你多久没有守安息，就让你休息一下吧。
So some people will say, if you don't,
听起来是蛮感动人的，但是我有时候这个我只是做参考了，不一定要讲这个。
So if you don't keep the Sabbath day,then God will total all your Sabbath, all the Sabbath days you skip and give you a big rest.
好，那以斯拉记一开始就是历代志，就是历史的原系。
The Ezra is the continuation of the history.
那历史的开始呢，就是他们要回归了，就是七十年过了哈。
This is the end of the 70 years.
那过完之后，他们目的回来就是要重建圣殿。
And the purpose for their return is to rebuild the temple.
那这个是发生在古列王的时候。
This happened in the reign of Cyrus.
有给你们这个表了哈，这表是人家整理的，就把它 copy 出来而已啊。
I've made a copy of someone else's work.
哦，我没有这个表是我没有办法。
Without this chart, it's hard to discuss it.
是啊。那是古列是539年到530年。
King Cyrus was from year 539 to 530.
好，那我们看以斯拉记第七章。
Let's read Ezra chapter 7.
第七章是这事以后。
It says after these things.
什么事啊？
What things?
就是他们建殿完之后，又献殿完了之后
，It is after their completion of the temple and its dedication.
那这事之后，这是什么时候呢
？So when was after these things?
这边告诉我们是那个波斯王亚达谢西。
It was during the reign of Artaxerxes.
好久了，你看亚达，这是那个亚达谢西一世。
It was Artaxerxes the first.
这是464到423了。
464 to 423.
所以差快要100年了，对不对？
So it was almost 100 years apart.
那我们看圣经常常连起来看，以为是昨天跟明天的事情啊。
When we read the Bible, it may seem as if it's 2 days apart.
这很久的事了。
But they are years apart.
所以以斯拉记是第一半部，是一章到六章。
The first part of Ezra is chapters 1 through 6.
对不对？应该是这样分的嘛。
That would be appropriate division.
那第二半才从第七章一直到第十章。
The second half will be chapters 7 through 10.
这是分段嘛。
That's the way you can divide the book.
那 所以一章到六章，你看这个波斯年代表。
If you look at the Persian timetable,
这是539年之后发生的事情。
The things that happened after the year 539.
那第二部分是458年之后发生的事情。
The second part starts with the year 464.
那我再讲一次哦。这个年代哈不是绝对的年代。
Let me tell you that the years are not absolute.
有时候差一年两年。
There could be a year or two difference.
圣经里面是说亚达谢西年间或是什么什么，这是绝对的，就是说几年间这是绝对。但是把它换算到我们现在年哈，有时候差，学者看有人差一年、差半年、差两年无所谓啦，不用太计较。
Well, the Bible is accurate in saying that it's the reign of Artaxerxes, yet the exact year is may not be that accurate.
好，所以那个以斯拉记就分成这两大段。
These are the two major divisions.
那第一大段呢，就是他们回来重建圣殿。
The first section is their return to rebuild the temple.
第二大段就是七章以下，那个以斯拉回来复兴他们的信仰。
The second part is the revival of faith.
那以斯拉有没有碰过那个所罗巴伯？
Did Ezra meet Zerubbabel?
应该是没有了哈，可能就死了吧。
Most likely not.
但是后面就没有提到前面了。
Because the second part is doesn't overlap the first.
那尼希米呢？
What about Nehemiah?
尼希米在来的时候应该又比较晚一点了。
Nehemiah probably came later.
那个，你看以斯拉记第七章是没有记载说几年哈。
Ezra chapter 7,
第七章第一节、啊、
verse 1,
他说那个亚达谢西年间有没有
doesn't tell us exactly which year、
哦、那你再看第八章
chapter 8,
当亚达谢西王年间有没有
during the reign of King Artaxerxes、
嗯、也是没有记载说几年几月几，没有说几年了哈。
Again, we don't have an exact year.
但是到第八章第三十一节
，Chapter 8, verse 31,
这有几月正月十二日。
We read the 12th day of the first month.
嗯，就写没有写就写月日，没有写几年了哈。
But again, it doesn't tell us which year.
那我们看尼希米记它就有了。
But in Nehemiah, it tells us.
那是亚达谢西王二十年呢。
It says it is the 20th year in the reign of King Artaxerxes.
第九月。一章，就是尼希米记一章第二一节哈，第二节第一节。
Nehemiah chapter 1 verses 1 and 2.
就是那基士流月，就是九月的时候了。
In the month of Kislev, which is the ninth month.
那尼希米是回来重建圣城。
Nehemiah went back to rebuild the holy city.
那建完圣城之后，最后也是有复兴的大会。
And after the rebuilding, there was a revival gathering.
所以以斯拉记跟尼希米记可以参，就是以时间来讲的话是前后的。
So chronologically speaking, Nehemiah comes after Ezra.
那在这个时间的前后里面的发生的事件，我们可以拿来当比较。
And we can compare the things that happened during this span of time.
好，那尼希米记呢？那个分段也就比较不容易啦。
It is more difficult to write an outline of Nehemiah.
因为他是从头到尾是一个人的，好像一个人的事工，就是尼希米。
Because Nehemiah was a central character throughout the whole.
当然，在这当中里面，他有时候不见了。
There were times when it wasn't mentioned.
但是他是前后贯穿的一个人物。
But he was a key figure in the whole book.
那最主要的就是要来重建圣城。
His main job was to rebuild the holy city.
那为什么重建圣城呢?
Why did they want to rebuild the holy city?
那为什么要重建圣殿呢?
Why did they want to rebuild the temple?
这都有它的当时的意义。
There were significances behind these things.
也有我们现在的属灵意思了。
And they also have spiritual meanings for us.
好，那再过来我们来看那个哈该书。
Let's turn to Haggai.
我们现在只是就是每一卷大力把它看过一遍这样哈。
I'm going through the books briefly now.
哈该书的时间更很短。
Haggai
就是整个历史很短。
The times that spans Haggai is quite short.
神的话第一次临到。
Of King
2月6日第二年6月初一6月1号
Oh, the first day on the sixth month of the second year of King Darius
大利乌啊,Darius
King Darius
那你看波斯年代表就是大利乌一世
And that is Darius the first
就是522到486这个国王
Which is from 522 to 486
那他6月初一,6月1号得到神的话
He received the word of the Lord on the first day of the sixth month
看第二章
Chapter 2
7月21号又得到神的话
Again on the 21st day of the seventh month he received the word of the Lord
所以经过了六十几天,五十一天
So the time lapse was 51 days
犹太历是30天呢
The Jewish calendar has 30 days in a month
那第三次是第二章的第十节
The third time the word of the Lord came to him is in chapter 2 verse 10 The 24th day of the ninth month
那9月24号得到两次话
And on that day he received the word of the Lord twice
二章十节
Chapter 2 verse 10
大利乌王第二年9月24号神的话临到先知哈该 那第二章的20节
Chapter 2 verse 20
这月二十日、二十四日，耶和华的话第二次临到哈该，所以一天两次。
He received the word of God twice in the same day.
说哈该书里面，你把它分章分段的话，就是四段。
So the way to divide Haggai would be to divide it into four sections.
四次的信息。
The four messages from God.
所以如果你每次想到哈该，就想到四次的神的话。
Whenever you think of Haggai, just think of the four times the word of God came to him.
从6月初一到9月24，三个月24天了哈。
From the first day of the sixth month to the 24th day of the ninth month is
三个月24天。
It's three months and 24 days.
所以哈该当先知也只是 三个月又24天而已嘛
So Haggai was prophet for only 3 months and 24 days
之前也没有神的话,之后也没有神的话
He did not receive the word of the Lord from before that or after that
能够在历史上替神讲一点话也就不错了,够了
It would be enough for someone to be able to speak for the Lord for a while
何必讲太多人,讲到人家很讨厌呢
Why talk so much?
骂起人家又讨厌呢 讲话讲太多人会讨厌的
People don't like you when you talk too much
那这是哈该书 那撒加利亚书
Let's go on to Zechariah
哈该跟撒加利亚是排在一起的啦
Haggai and Zechariah are together
那撒加利亚书里面就是我刚所讲的842
Again, I have mentioned the numbers 8, 4, and 2
就是八除以二就四嘛，四除以二就二，所以八四二这样子，从大而小。
They are all multiples of two and ranging from the highest to the lowest.
所以撒迦利亚书是一章到六章。
Zechariah chapters 1 through 6.
这有看八个异象。
In this these chapters, he saw eight visions.
从第一节到第六节，当然这个是一个开始的引言了哈。
1 through 6 is the introduction.
我们看第七节。
Let's read verse 7.
大利乌第二年十一月，就是细巴特月二十四日，神的话临到这个义多的孙子比利家的儿子先知撒迦利亚。那第八节
，verse eight，
我夜间观看，然后就他看到异象，这是第一个异象。
This was his first vision。
那第一章的十八节。
Chapter 1, verse 18.
我举目观看，就第二个异象。
The second vision.
那第二章的第一节。
Chapter 2, verse 1.
我又举目观看，这是第三个异象。
Again, the third vision.
那第三章第一节。
Chapter 3, verse 1.
天使指给我看。
Then he showed me.
所以他看都是看异象是用看的，不是用想的。
When you see a vision, you see it with your eyes, not you don't imagine.
那个现在人哦，你外教会常常说啊，我有你有没有异象啊？你说没有异象。我第一次差不多十几年前有一个人问我，那时候在德国，一个叫 Klaus， 他说你有没有异象？你有没有看到异象？我说没有啊。他说你没有异象，你怎么来德国？因为我们在那里有聚会嘛，哈，那意思说你没有异象，怎么可以在这里有？那时候正要正走了。他说你还为什么待在这里，就是我们有几个人聚会，你还在这边聚会。我想不通，没有看到异象就不能聚会。后来我才懂，他的异象是说你有没有什么一个 idea， 一个呼召哈。常常外教会很多传道说，我得到异象要去那里传福音，我得到异象什么，他不是看异象，他是自己想哦，感动了这异象。
Other Christians often ask you, do you have a vision? I was once asked by someone in Germany, another Christian, and he asked me, do you have a vision? And I said, no, I don't have any vision. He said, then why do you conduct services here? And I didn't understand what he was talking about until later on when I realized that when they say vision, it's an idea or a calling that they think that they have received from God.
在圣经里面，异象都是要看的。
But in the Bible, visions have to be seen with your eyes.
但是不一定是肉体眼睛啦，也是属灵眼睛。
It cannot, it may be your spiritual eyes, not necessarily your physical eyes.
你看水变血，有人是眼睛闭着，有人眼睛张着哈。
Some people see the vision of blood in the water with their eyes closed or open.
但是你看到不是物质的现象，是你属灵的灵界的现象，但是是看的，不是你。是有真的看到，是神给你看到的，是外在的，不是你内在画出去的，这两个不一样。
Such visions are real, and they are from God, even though they are in the spiritual realm.
在圣经里面，在旧约里面有一个主题就是启示。
There's a theme in the Old Testament, revelation.
两个先知在一起。
Two prophets were together.
有的先知是想的。
Some prophets imagined.
他自己想。他用外在的环境跟他的心里的感受来想，想出来的。
They looked at their surroundings as well as their feelings and then imagined things.
那有的先知不是。
But other prophets were not.
那是真的先知。
Those were the true prophets.
那是真的看到。
They really saw something.
是外面给的。
They received something from without them.
这个大家可以想想哈。因为没有时间了，这个好，那一个很好的例子就是那个耶利米啊。
A very good
讲到一半，如果不讲讲一下，你们就想说在搞什么鬼。
A good example would be Jeremiah. To
你们回去看那个耶利米书二十八章。
When you go back, read Jeremiah 28.
这里面是有两类的先知。
There are two kinds of prophets here.
一个是耶利米。
The first is Jeremiah.
那另外一个是哈拿尼亚。
The second was Hananiah.
他们都是神的先知。
Both of them were God's prophets.
哈拿尼亚也是神的先知哦。
Hananiah was a prophet of God.
但是他所得到的启示是不一样的。
But his revelation was different.
那耶利米他得到的启示是神给他。
But Jeremiah's revelation, the revelation he received,
但是后来这个哈拿尼亚得到的启示跟他不一样啊。
Was from God, but Hananiah's revelation was different.
但是哈拿尼亚的意象，就是他得到的这个启示，他自己的感觉，自己启示神给他的讲的话，比较合乎当时的百姓的心。
Hananiah's
比较合胃口就是了。
Hananiah's own imagination and prophecy fitted the taste of the Jewish people at that time.
所以他讲得很高兴。
So he was quite popular.
啊，百姓也非常高兴。
And the people enjoyed his words.
那他在讲的时候，耶利米在那里啊。
When he gave the oracles, Jeremiah was there.
你看二十八章五节。
Chapter 28, verse 5.
那先知耶利米当着祭司和站在耶和华殿里的众民，对先知哈拿尼亚说：“第六节。”
Verse 6.
Amen. 哇，他大大受感动啊。
Even Prophet Jeremiah was moved.
但是别人讲的是跟他完全不一样的，相反的，打倒他理论了。
But what Hananiah said was directly opposite to what Jeremiah said.
你把它看一看，这个耶利米这时候最可怜了。
Jeremiah was indeed pitiful.
你刚刚讲说要被掳七十年。
Just now he said that the Israelites would be captivated for 70 years.
神跟我讲要七十年哦。
And it was the word from the Lord, he said.
那等一下，那个哈拿尼亚来说两年了。
But moments later, Hananiah said it will be only 2 years.
那你怎么办？
If you were Jeremiah, what would you do?
平常你一定真的脸红的是，我这样解经是对啊，你怎么跟我不一样？
Normally we would argue and say that's the way it should be.
这时候神也没有跟那个耶利米证实哈。
God didn't confirm Jeremiah's words right there.
在当时了。
At that time.
他只要说阿们。
So all he could say was amen.
愿耶和华如此行啊。
May the Lord do so.
他意思是从心里来讲，他说这样最好了，大快人心。为什么两年就被掳就回来了，这不很高兴吗？
He thought it would be really good if it was true that 2 years would be enough.
是不是？你说好。但是到最后分出来是不一样的感动方式。
But in the end, the revelation that we receive were through different means.
那撒迦利亚所看到的意象是看到的。
But for Zechariah, the visions were seen.
不是想到的。
Not imagined.
这个有时候在我们一直讲末日末世，这时候要小心的注意的。
When we talk about that, the fact that we are in the end time, we must be careful.
我当然当传道不久，但是我遇到有些地方有些困难。
In my short span as a minister, I have run into some difficulties in certain areas.
我四月整个月在印尼啊。
I spent the whole month of April in India, Indonesia.
他不晓得说我这传道那么年轻，他问我一些很难的问题啊。
They didn't know I was a new pastor, so they asked me some very difficult questions.
有一个问题就是耶稣再来的问题。
One of the questions was Jesus' second coming.
问到我感觉他当然他们听了很多人过路的人讲了很多很多外国的传道讲很多耶稣要再来的事情讲的有的很害怕就是了哈。
Because some of them are quite nervous because of the many things that they have heard from different speakers.
有一个姊妹四十几岁了。
A sister who is 40-some years old.
她可能从十几岁二十岁的时候就听到耶稣快来了。
Who had been hearing that the Lord Jesus is coming soon when she was 20-some.
她一直没嫁。
So she never got married.
那我不知道是这回事情。我不认识一个人啊，那个去新的地方嘛，我去那边是教神学院，那额外再讲道嘛哈。那我是讲婚姻之道，说每个要结婚。他讲完之后，他就来了。那传到这样子怎么对呢？
I was new to the area, and other than giving the classes, I also gave some sermons, and one of the sermons I gave was about marriage. I said everyone should get married, and she said, that's not right.
他也是说,保罗说,结婚的跟不结婚的一样啊,那个,哈,
didn't Paul say those who are married should remain married, and those who are not married should be so, and Jesus is coming soon. She had been waiting for the Lord for 20 some years.
怎么会这样子呢? 我说, 到最后我就讲耶稣再来的事情。
So I told them about the second coming of the Lord.
隔天他就跟我讲,
and she said to me the next day,
那天听你讲婚姻之道,现在又听你讲耶稣再来。
The other day I heard you talk about marriage, and now I hear you talk about the coming of the Lord Jesus.
20年来没有那么激烈的想说应该嫁。
She said to me, now I really want to get married because I never felt wanting to get married so much.
我说这个跟我都没有关系，你为什么搞到这样子？
I felt so helpless because I really have nothing to do with her marriage at all.
那我再后来我要回想我自己。
But when I reflect upon myself,
我差不多18岁的时候,
when I was 18,
17, 18,
or 17,
我是听了一个长老在讲耶稣再来。
An elder said about, told us about the second coming.
他真的在台中教会啊,
in,
印象很深刻,
in the church in Taichung.
他说在他意思说他还没死之前耶稣一定来了在我们这一代他一定能看到耶稣再来。
He said, before I leave this world, in my generation, the Lord Jesus will come.
我差不多18、19岁的时候,
when I was 19 years old,
我们就是跟我同比我年纪大一点的姊妹，就是宗教教义里面的一个姊妹要嫁，我笑她嫁，那个长老说耶稣来了，你嫁嫁的有家累啊，那被啊，我们就跟她这样讲，她无奈也只好嫁了。
There was a sister who was going to get married. So I pointed out to her, Jesus is coming soon. Why are you still getting married and burden yourself with the family?
那时候就想，后来那个长老死了。
But later on, the elder passed away.
我差点晕倒。
And I almost fainted.
这事实啊，我说这个长老你怎么死得这么快呢？
So I said, how come the elder passed away so fast?
你不是说耶稣要来了吗？
Didn't you say that Jesus was coming soon?
我想不通。
I didn't get it.
那这事情我就忘记了。
I forgot about the matter.
就因为在当中就把这事忘了。
So I forgot about.
那也有一段时期, 我不是说不想结婚, 就没有想到说要结婚。
I forgot about it, but for a while, I never gave a thought to getting married. It's not that I didn't want to get married.
我去德国的时候跟我同年的有一些像 杨一民啊,杨传达一个吴家民啊,他们老早结婚了,吴家民还一直跟人家说,他不结,他不想结婚,也不会结婚,他要当保罗。
Some of the people I went to, went abroad with, have already been married, they were my age, and they said, they joked with me and said, he is going to be Paul.
那到后来我当传道之后,
when I became a minister,
特别遇到那个有一个姊妹40几岁还没结婚,叫印尼啊。
I met that sister in Indonesia who hasn't married, even though she's 40 some.
我想起我以前笑的那个姊妹。
And I remember,
我以前笑过人了。
I remember the sister I joked with in the past.
人家的女儿,儿子已经上大学了。
Now their children are in college.
我遇到,女儿那么大了,这上大学了,快可能快毕业了。如果结婚,可能两三年之后就当阿嬷了。
Their daughter has already is almost finishing college.
如果没有结婚呢?
But if she didn't get married,
我想说以前笑人错了，我那时候应该不是神的感动，是自己太激动了。
That would have not been so good.
我是自己在想了哈。
And I was wrong 是不是? When I joked with her.
因为耶稣还没来啊。
Because the Lord Jesus hasn't come yet.
那现在换另外一个，这是事实啊。 这是我上个月才发生的事情，那个姊妹说，因为这个姊妹她的妹妹的孩子已经在快上大学了，只是她当时信心比较坚强，说我不嫁为耶稣，不嫁这样子，啊，晕倒在，你现在想嫁40几岁，你怎么办？我。 这个烦恼我烦恼到现在不要做
the sister's younger sister has already married and has children, but this particular sister she now want to get married because she thought the Lord was coming and now she's over 40.
这是一个问题啊。
That's a problem.
就是当然这个问题是另外一个层次的，就是我们从圣经你是得到的是神的感动，神的真正的启示，还是你自己想的，还要看看这里打仗那里打仗，就用圣经来套一套哈。那个安息日会最会了哈，那个讲起来很会激动人哦，但是有时候激动起来可能留下一两个没有嫁没有娶的那些人，到最后就我们不能说被害了，但是哦这是事实啊。嗯，我是当传道之后，我不只是在印尼，还有几个地方。我再讲一个，我听了我当传道，人家给我讲又快要哭出来的，又好笑又快哭的一个见证，不是见证就是事实。
So sometimes we need to ask ourselves whether the messages we are giving to people are direct revelation from God or something we imagine or try to use some Bible verses to put together. And if we do that, it will affect people. And let me give you another example.
我到一个国家去。
I went to a country.
一个年轻人。
A young people, young person.
开好像辫子比辫子好一点的车子，就是跟辫子很贵的辫子的车子这样。
Who drove a car that is in the price range of Mercedes Benz?
我说哦，兄弟，不错哈，然后感谢主了。
I said, brother, you are doing quite fine, and he said, thank God.
那隔年去。
The next year, I went again.
他又买第二辆比那个辫子更好、更高级的，又更高的一辆车子。
He bought another car.Which is better than the class, the Benz class.
那我就问说，兄弟，他好像是高中毕业。我说你职业怎么好像捡到钱一样
？He just graduated from high school.
如果以他的工作职业来讲的话，他只是一个管理员而已哈，不是什么 supervisor 什么。就是我说怎么会这么多钱？我想不到钱好像捡的。他说不是啦，感谢主。
And with the job he had, I was very much wondering how he had so much money, and he just said, "Thank God."
他说贷款呐、啊。
Oh, I borrowed the money.
说三十年呢。
I borrowed a loan for 30 years.
我说那你不结婚了、
啊、？I said, "Aren't you going to get married?"
他传道说主耶稣要来了。
He said, "The pastor said the Lord is coming soon."
那主耶稣这几年来的话，我就贷款不用还了。
If the Lord Jesus comes these few years, then I don't need to pay the loan back.
你是要哭还是要笑？这事实啊。
What would you do about this situation?
哎，我说怎么？我想想，这个是对的吗？人家是花国难财，有没有？国难财，我在瑞士遇到一个以前一个老华侨，他是以前。大陆中华民国要撤退之后，他把那个瑞士中华民国的那个大使馆卖掉，然后就去真的，他们说他是花国难财，因为那时候没人管了、啊，那卖掉然后就花烂了。他是花那个耶稣再临财，因为现在享受借，然后耶稣来了，就不用怎么不用付了、啊，这个奇怪这个。
Well, some people take advantage of some. Government funds, but this particular person borrow people's money and expect not to return.
所以这个好像不太对的事情啊。
I don't think it's very right.
那讲到变成这样，那个我看传道不是这个意思啊，是说大家要警醒。
But maybe the original intent of the speakers was.Was just to remind everyone to be watchful.
我是在想，主耶稣明天要来了。如果真正主耶稣明天要来了
，Let's suppose that Jesus is coming tomorrow.
我们圣公灵简析会也要开啊。
But we still need to hold the sacred worker seminar.
你孩子要生，你要生下来。
And you still need to give birth to your children.
你欠人家五块钱，你要还了。
And you need to pay your $5 debt.
你没饭吃，要跟人家借五块钱，也要借、啊。你不要说明天耶稣要来了，禁止到明天吧，不用。
And if you have no money to eat, just borrow some money for your food today. Just live ordinary lives.
这样信仰才会久。
That's the way to persist in your faith.
你暴风暴雨不长的。
Sudden rains or sudden showers cannot last long.
那真的要被神感动，是要看到的，不是想的。
True revelation must come from God, must be seen and not imagined.
想出来，这个有时候很怪就是了。
If you imagine things, they may be misleading.
这几年比较少听了，你们听，我第一次听是在1993年在台湾。 你说有人看异象1999，有没有听过没有？
In 1993,
你听过了。
Someone had the vision of seeing 199 blank.
你相信了？ 哦，那个也是影响力很大。 听过没有？
Very that affected many people.
不是一个人看哦，好像有几个人看。说有人看到。 不晓得是做异梦还是异梦还是异象，我就不知道了。就是说199，那最后就模糊了。Somebody
either in the dreams or their vision saw 199, and the last figure was blurry.
那听了会吓一跳。So 199剩下几年
？So you will be quite nervous when you hear that.
九七了，98，99，顶多三年嘛。
Now we're only three years before the 199 something.
那不见没有关系，忍耐一下，马上来了。
So if you are still single, you can just wait a little bit and Jesus will come. An elder told me about this.
他讲得很感动。
When he said this, he was very
我听的时候我说你怎么这么激动啊？
Moved.
我一点阿们都没有。
I said, when I heard that,
但是我还是要听啊，我当学生啊。
When I heard that, I didn't say any amen. But I was a student, so I had to listen. What if it's
19,900？因为他没有给我说要只有199而已嘛，对不对？那万一三个人等死了，你？What
if it's 199,000 years?
你有没有想到后面加两个数字、三个数字？有没有？有没有？ 没有啊，对啊，你我们人只是都很死脑筋，一定要一个数字。
Because we only think of one number.
会不会，你就说你就吓一跳了。
So you will be very stirred up by the thing, by the vision.
这个不应该是不对的。
But that is not right.
我1994去 Phoenix 哈，我遇到一个在一个弟兄家，不是。 那个弟兄，应该是吧？他带一个外教会的华人教会的一个人来跟我谈到，那华人教会那是说，他本来是会计师啊，他会计师关掉了不做了，那个好像房子卖掉，只剩下一个住的地方，他天天去传福音，为什么？因为他们那个教会有好几个人得到末世。 耶稣在1994不晓得几月几号要来。我那他训了我一顿了，说耶稣要来了，你还怎么？哦，我说到时候你再看嘛。在教会你要，我说你这个一定是不对的，在教会用石头打死的，因为你预言不对，变假先知，假先知用石头打死。我说你看看，我是没有再遇到他了。他讲了老早时间已经过了，老早用石头打死好几次了。
What I meant. When I went to Phoenix in 1994, I met a Chinese pastor who quit his job as Chinese pastor from another church who quit his job as an accountant, and he told me that they received certain revelation from God that Jesus will come again in 1994, a certain month. So, but I told him, according to the Old Testament, such kind of claims mean stoning. Being stoned to death because false prophets will be stoned to death if their prophecies don't come true.